USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The pro-critical race theory school board of Virginia's Loudoun County cut off public comment during a fiery meeting Tuesday as parents are angered over new school policies. Parents have criticized CRT as left-wing indoctrination and violation of parental rights. 259 residents signed up to speak during the public comment session. Only 50 were allowed to speak before the board declared an unlawful assembly. At least two people were arrested by armed police officers as parents cut off from speaking before the board remained in the room. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments, and state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
What do Americans really want when it comes to voter reform? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide.
President Biden on Wednesday will unveil a zero-tolerance policy for rogue gun dealers accused of violating rules as his administration blames a national crime wave on guns and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Now that China has stopped all efforts to find the origins of COVID-19, how are we to find out what really happened so we can prevent the global pandemic again? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan suggested the best way to get China to cooperate with an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus is to isolate them from the rest of the world. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman tells Fox News the time for soft talk on China is over and there needs to be action immediately.
We need to demand action by China, and there needs to be results if they don't act, and the results should be sanctions against Chinese health officials, against those who have gone after scientists, those that have persecuted scientists and citizen journalists that have tried to lay open exactly what happened at the Wuhan lab.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Olympic Committee is limiting attendance. Dan Naraki reports.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.